Hello everyone, it's Friday the 17th of April and we thank you for joining us for our daily devotion. If you're watching live or if you're watching a little bit later on, you're very, very welcome. Thank you for giving of your time. A few words from Matthew today, chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That word repent means to turn around. It means to have a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of will, and a change of direction about ourselves, about our sin, and about the Saviour. And that was the Lord's first word in his earthly ministry, the word repent. Then he said, it says here in Matthew chapter 4, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. You know, whenever I was a young lad back in the 1980s, I had a real love for fishing. And I can remember my mum at that time had a little Volkswagen Polo, and one summer's day she put me in the car and she took me up to Ardglass in the County Down to do some fishing. We had heard that there was lots of mackerel in and cold fish and different things, so off we went. My dad had a little 6 foot Shakespeare fiberglass rod and I didn't have much tackle, but off we went anyway. I knew nothing about fishing, my mum knew even less, and there we were standing in the harbour in Ardglass. Lots of rough men about, wouldn't give me a space, wouldn't let me in, and they knew that I didn't know what I was doing, and nobody wanted me to get in the middle of everything. But there I was, feeling stupid, feeling alone, feeling very much lost and out of my depth. But you know, in the middle of it all, this old Lada came along. Do you remember those old Soviet Union cars? A Lada Riva estate, cream colour. It was beat up, it wasn't a good car at all. And this little car came along, and this man got out of the car, two or three fishing rods with him. I remember he had dark hair, big thick glasses with horn rims on them, and he was getting set up and he was looking for a place himself, and all of a sudden he saw me and he just knew, there's a young fellow that just doesn't know what he's doing. He looks stupid, he's lost. But you know, he had a kind heart, that old man, and he called me over and he said, "Listen, I'll set up your rig for you." So we got a float out of his box, a little bead, a piece of elastic band, a couple of swivels, a little coffin lead and a hook, and he set me up a simple rig, put some bait on it for me, cast it out, and he says, "Now watch the float. Whenever it sinks under the surface, you'll know that there's a fish on it. Strike your rod and see what you catch." So that's what he did for me, set it up, stood for about 5 minutes, and sure enough, the float went down, lifted the rod and give it a strike, and hooked into a coal fish, or a blocking as they called them, down there. By the end of the afternoon, I'd caught 3 or 4 fish. And I tell you, I was so excited and so elated. And this man had been so kind to me, a stranger. He didn't owe me anything. He had no obligation towards me at all. But he showed so much kindness. And later on, whenever we were getting packed up, my mother went over to express her thanks. And I didn't know this until a long time after. But you know, my mum said to him, "Thank you for showing kindness to my son. He hadn't a clue. He didn't know what he was doing. And we're so grateful to you." And then she said to him, "Why did you do that?" And he told this story. He said, "You know, last year I had a son. And we were out together in a boat. And he fell over the side. And he drowned. And whenever I came along today, I was looking about and I saw your son. And he just reminded me of my son." And he says, "I suppose I felt sort of sorry for him, and that's why I did it." And you know, we were really moved by that. That man who didn't do very much, but was willing to give of his time and his goodness and his kindness, just to show somebody like me who was out of my depth, looking stupid, making a mess of things and lost, and just didn't have a place to fit in. And he showed me that kindness. You know, that was a remarkable thing. But you know, over the years I've thought back to that man, and I thought about his kindness to me for the sake of his son who has lost his life. And you know, there's a Father in heaven who saw me in this world, making a mess of things, lost, didn't know what I was doing or where I was going or where I was supposed to be, but for the sake of his Son, who died and perished upon a cross, God the Father looked down in love and drew me to himself. Just for the sake of his Son, it was all of grace. He saw me lost, out of my depth, and he showed me a way. And he called me to become a fisher of men, and he might see his likeness even in me. You know, this is the gospel. God looking down from heaven, showing love towards sinful people, people who are lost and needy, people who don't know what they're doing, people who have made a whole mess of things. And yet God, for the sake of his Son, shows us his grace and his love and calls us to him to forsake our nets, to follow him, that we might become fishers of men. I wonder if you ever responded to the gospel, repent and believe, forsake your nets, follow me, I'll give you meaning, I'll give you purpose, I'll give you a place beside me, I'll bring you into my family and into my fold. Will you do that today? Respond to the call of God. Forsake your nets, those things that bind you and hinder you and hold you back. Forsake all of those things and repent of your sin and believe the gospel. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in again next time. God bless you so much.